Welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for both entrepreneurs and light workers. Today, I'd like to chat with you about connecting to the divine and finding that voice that is both your own, but also of something bigger. Okay? We're just going to talk about that moment of vision when you're connected to all that is. It's a very different experience than, well, anything that isn't that. So I can sort of perceive questions. So I can perceive, like, how do I know I'm in my divine voice, right? So when you're sitting in that connectivity to source and you're letting in divine voice, you'll find that the critical mind goes silent. And there's a lightness to it and an expansiveness to it, right? There's an inclusiveness to it. So in divine voice, there really isn't competition. There isn't fear that you're saying something that has been said or might be said, right? You're not in fear that what you're saying won't be heard because you're very present that it's being divinely guided from you to share, right? And I just wanted to bring up something that happened on my podcast, Like a Boss webinar last week, because it's pretty fascinating. There was a person on board, and she had this vision for a show, but it was kind of the show reminds me a little bit of a patchwork quilt that she imagined. And so it was going to have bits and pieces of wisdom that she's picked up over the years, and it wasn't going to all be one thing. And so she'd gotten a lot of guidance from very well-meaning people that this was absolutely not acceptable, that she had to only talk about one topic. Ugh, her whole body felt contracted and blech, eh. How could she just talk about one topic? That just didn't make any sense. Her life wasn't about one topic. Her life was a quilt of many colors and had many flavors in it. And she gets to play with her grandchildren a lot, and she gets to do fun things, and she gets to learn lots of things. And so she's really on an adventure now. And so we had this conversation about what if her show, her creation, her divine voice got to be all of that? What if it got to be all of that? And I was reminded when I created my show, which you're listening to right now, thank goodness. I'm so grateful that you're here listening today on a Sunday or whatever day it is, that really, when you're divinely guided, now your divine guidance might say focus completely on, you know, how to go fishing, or focus completely on teaching people dance. And if that's your divine guidance, that's beautiful. Then you can dance 24/7, 365, and the money will find you. If that's what you love and that's what you do, the money will find you. Right? Some of us are not really meant to do one thing 24/7, 365. So think about like a TV show like Ellen. Like, what if she interviewed only tap dancers, right? Every single day on Ellen, it was a tap dancer, and they got to tap dance. How well would that actually work? I think of like her funny things she puts on Twitter, like pretty dog, pretty best, most adorable dog pictures, right? Oh my gosh, right? So she has these most adorable dog pictures, but where would they go? All those beautiful dogs that got love from all of Ellen's fans would not have gotten love from all of Ellen's fans if she had said, no, I have to only focus on one thing. So now I'm not saying it's bad to have a topic that you love and that you attract your tribe. I mean, definitely, I'm not going to go against all of that. And at the same time, the space of love is so big, and the room for your divine voice is so wide, and the place where your divine voice finds its own knowing. This is its own knowing. This is not anyone else's knowing. This is not something that got given to someone else, you know? So it's possible you're very good at one thing or another, and that's wonderful. And just know that as you step bigger into your own divine voice, you're going to start being given a sense of light. Let me see, how do I describe it? You know what? I think what it shows up for me is a belongingness. As you're in your divine voice, you belong in your divine voice. It's like it is yours. It's it's still of spirit. So it's still of something more than you. And yet it's inevitably you. Like it cannot be replicated or duplicated, although it can be copied, but it won't be the same as you, right? It's your chi. So just take a moment today, if you would, and maybe just write a few things that are you, that remind you yourself of you. I know, what a funny idea. Like, is it dancing? Is it eating pumpkin pie? I don't know what it is. What is it that's so you that it cannot be anything other than you? Right? And just, if you're having any trouble, go to the Dollar Tree, if you have one, or go to an art store and buy some finger paints. And go ahead and stick your hands in paint and put them on paper and look at your handprints and look at your thumbprints. And isn't that amazing? It's like divinely you. There is not one other person who has that thumbprint. No one else has your DNA. No one else has your memories or lack thereof. Nobody else got raised in a household like you did, and nobody else loves the exact music you did, although you might have other people who love a lot of stuff that's a lot like you. So just today, I'd like you to step into your divine and just hold that space sacred, please. And know that you being you is exactly what we need right now on this planet. It's very precious. It's very much needed. And I'm very joyful that you're doing this, that you're listening today, and that you're asking yourself, what is my divine me? What is my divine voice? And how could I express that more every day? What could I do every day to express my divine voice? That's my challenge for you guys. Have a most amazing week. And let's see, who do I have coming up this week? I don't know, but I'm starting to record January for the Erica Glessing Show. So I'm now interviewing January, and I'll be interviewing February in another week or two. And we're going back to daily. And for the last 10 days of December, or 11, I'm airing interviews from the Love Summit that I did, the Love Is Summit. And this is all about stepping into love. So I'm really excited about that. It starts around the 20th and it'll go through the 31st. And you're just going to love these interviews. They're so good. Oh my gosh, every single interview is so good. So they're going to be a little bit longer than 8 minutes. But believe me, I think you will find them to be game changing, as I did as the interviewer. So thank you again for listening, and I'll look forward to talking and chatting with you in the year to come.